It comes down to aesthetics for a lot of these associations. They have rules about how tall your grass can be, when trash cans can be set out, and what color your house can be. Sometimes these associations just don't like solar panels, or they worry they'll be sued by neighbors. Raymond Walker is a lawyer for Standard Renewable Energy. It's a fast-growing solar installation company in Texas. He says these restrictive rules can cost jobs and money.
It doesn't seem at first blush like it ought to be a big problem. In fact, it seems like it might be sort of a silly issue. But we lost about $500,000 in installation money in 2008 because of this, and we're projecting that we'll lose about $2 million this year.
There are some state laws that say homeowners associations can't stop the construction of solar panels, and now some people want to see a federal law passed as well. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.